إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My brothers and sisters, بإذن الله تعالى, we Muslims have been sent with a purpose and with a goal in this world, and which is to bring about goodness for everyone who we live amongst, as well as to show them, not force them, not browbeat them, not even lead them, but to show them the way to attain Jannah in the Akhirah. So goodness in this life and Jannah in the Akhirah. This is the purpose for which we have been sent, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this and said, Kuntum khaira ummati nukhrijat linnas. You are the best of people and you have been sent for the benefit of people. Ta'muruna bil ma'rufi wa tanhauna 'anil munkari wa tu'minuna billah. That you have been sent, and what do? You enjoin good and you forbid evil and you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was asked a question by somebody who said that sometimes we hear this thing from some people who say, especially elderly people who, and it's maybe people who are not Muslim, maybe even Muslims, who have not been practicing and so on and so forth, to say that, you know, but yeah, I know I'm wrong. I know I should not have done all this, but now it's too late. You know, I'm 60, 70, whatever the age is, and I've never prayed a single day in my life. Now what's the good of praying? I never prayed. I should have prayed. I never prayed. Now I realize that deliberately leaving Salah is kufr, but you know, I've done it now for 70 years. I've never prayed. Now what's the good of praying? Similarly, other things. I did this sin, that sin. And now it's too late to change. Now what is the answer to that? You see, this is one of the deceptions of shaitan, where shaitan tells you and encourages you and misguides you to despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says to you that, look, you have disobeyed Allah too much, you have angered Allah too much, and Allah will not forgive you. You cannot be forgiven. I submit to you, brothers and sisters, that this is completely and directly opposed to and against the teachings of Islam, teachings of Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the exact opposite of this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ, say to them, يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, O my slaves who have transgressed against yourselves, لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ, do not despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually calling those who disobeyed him my slaves. Imagine this thing. Imagine the mercy of our Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu, who calls those who disobeyed him. He does not alienate them. He does not throw them away. He calls them and he says, these are my people. These are my slaves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the sinner who turns towards him in repentance. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Do not despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So no matter how many years have passed, no matter how many wrongs you may have done, no matter how many salahs you missed or you didn't pray, the time to make tawbah is there until our eyes shut, until we meet Malakul Maut. Do not despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all sins. Innahu huwa al-ghafur rahim. Verily He is, and surely He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. Now, this is the thing to remind ourselves and to tell anyone who tells you this thing, to say that, you know, I have done this too long, I have not done this too long. You say, no, that's not the thing is, whenever you get the guidance to say that I think I must make tawbah, I think I must repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do it immediately. Don't delay that. And then if you do that, what happens? See the further mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Furqan, ayah number 70, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Allah says, except those who repent and believe in Islam and do righteous deeds, meaning you repent and then you do good deeds thereafter. For those, Allah will change their sins into good deeds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is oft forgiving and most merciful. Now see this mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that not only will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive the sinner, but He will convert his sins into good deeds. Now what do you say to the mercy of your Rabb who is like this? It is said about Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu that when this ayat was revealed, he said to some of his friends, he said, I am the best of you. And they said, what do you mean? How do you make this claim that you are the best of us? He said, because I was the worst of you. He said, I committed more sins than all of you. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the one who makes tawbah, Allah will convert his sins into good deeds. I have made tawbah and I ask Allah to forgive me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, converted my sins into good deeds. So because I had so many sins, I now have so many good deeds. There was a man who used to come to Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, and he was a farmer. He used to grow vegetables, and sometimes he would come, he would bring some gift for him, from some fresh vegetable. Now this man didn't come for a few days. So Sayyidina Umar asked other people, what happened to the man? They said, yeah, Amir al-Mu'mineen, he has fallen into bad ways, he's not praying and whatever he was doing. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu wrote two lines on a piece of paper and said, go and give it to him. He wrote the opening ayat of the surah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, غَافِرُ الذَّنْبِ وَقَابِلُ التَّوْبِ غَافِرُ الذَّنْبِ وَقَابِلُ التَّوْبِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this. Now Sayyidina Umar wrote this and sent it. The man, he saw this and he made tawbah and he came back to Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu and he thanked him and he said, I have made tawbah. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu wrote these two ayat, غَافِرُ الذَّنْبِ وَقَابِلُ التَّوْبِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who forgives sins and who accepts tawbah. So here is Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, who is not punishing the man, who is not sending police to catch him and bring him and, try him for his sins. He is showing him a way of hope. And he's saying, here is hope. Here is Allah. Yes, you have been committing sins, but here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is all forgiving and most merciful. He forgives sins and he accepts tawbah. So make tawbah. Now, this is the beauty of this deen, and this is what we have to constantly reiterate and reinforce and make our dawah a means of giving hope to people, not condemning people. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa, we know the hadith where he said that there was a man in the past who had killed 99 people. He was a bandit or something. Allah knows what he was, but he had killed 99 people. So this man went to an alim and he asked him, look, I have killed 99 people. Now I think I have done wrong. I realize I should not have done this. So can I make tawbah and will Allah forgive me? And this alim said to him, you are the worst. You are the pits, you killed 99 people, you are a mass murderer. How can you be forgiven? You cannot be forgiven. It's impossible. Allah will never forgive you. So the man flew into a rage and he said, well, I killed 99, let me complete the century, and he chopped off the man's head. So he said, now I've killed 100. So then he went to another one. He went to another scholar and he said to him, look, I killed 99 people. Then I went to this man and I asked him if Allah will forgive me. And the man said, Allah can never forgive you. So I have now completed 100. Now what do you say? So this ayah said to him, no, Allah will forgive you. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What you have done is wrong. But if you make tawbah, if you repent, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. But he said, go to such and such a place and make tawbah. So he showed him the way to some masjid or whatever it was. So he said, go to that place. Now this man started walking towards that place. And on the way, he died. So now he had started off with the intention of making tawbah at that particular place, but he didn't reach the place, so he died, and he died without making tawbah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the malaika for Jannah came, and they said, the man is ours because he had made intention to make tawbah. The malaika for Jahannam came and said, no, that's not true. The man is ours because he did not actually make tawbah. So there's an altercation, there's an argument between these two angels. They go to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, of course, knows whatever is happening. And they say, Ya Allah, here was the situation, here is this man. Now, what shall we do? Put him in Jannah or put him in Jahannam? Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, measure the earth from the point he started to the point that he was going to. If he has covered more than half the distance, then he goes into Jannah. If he has covered less than half the distance, then he goes into Jahannam. The angels go down there to measure, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala instructs the earth to stretch so that the man is now over the halfway point, and therefore the man goes to Jannah. In the time of Musa alayhi salam, there's a terrible famine, no water, nothing, people are starving. Musa alayhi salam takes his people out to make salah to istisqa, to make the salah for rain, dua for rain. And when he makes the dua for rain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him, Musa, I cannot send rain because there is one man among you, among your people, who is, for the last 40 years, he is the worst of sinners, and he has been committing sin after sin, crime after crime. And he is a man. Because of him, I have decided to hold back the rain. So throw him out and I will send you rain. So Musa alayhi salam makes an announcement and says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said to me that there is one among you who has been sinning and committing crimes and angering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 40 years, because of whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not sent the rain. So this man, Musa alayhi salam, says, get up and leave our company. Go away, because of you we are not getting rain. Get up and go away, and inshallah Allah will send rain. Musa alayhi salam makes this announcement. Nobody gets up. And then suddenly there is torrential rain. Suddenly the clouds come and there is a lot of rain. And Musa alayhi salam is very surprised, because he made this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, unless the man moves out from this group, I will not send you rain. But nobody moved out, but the rain came. So Musa alayhi salam says, Ya Rabbal Alameen, what happened? How is it that you sent the rain when this man had not moved? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Musa, the man made tawbah. When he heard your announcement, he made tawbah. He said to me, Ya Allah, all these years I disobeyed you, but you covered up my faults. Now I'm going to be humiliated publicly before all these people. If I stand up, they will all spit at me, they will curse me. Ya Allah, please accept my tawbah. I make tawbah. I repent. I ask your forgiveness. I seek your forgiveness. I will not commit any more sins. Oh Allah, help me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, He made tawbah. I forgave him and I sent you the rain. So Musa alayhi salam is a beautiful man. He's a wonderful Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very special. Kaleemullah. He used to talk to Allah. So Musa alayhi salam listens to the story and he says, Ya Allah, but who is this man? Please tell me. Yeah, who is this man? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Musa, when the man was committing sins, when the man was angering me, when the man was working against my orders, I did not expose him. Now the man has made tawbah, how can I expose him? Yeah, so whoever he is, that is a secret between him and me. Karun, the man from the tribe of Musa alayhi salam, he was from the Bani Israel, but he was one of the people of Firaun. He is an enemy of Musa alayhi salam. So what Karun does is that nothing works, so he decides to bribe a prostitute to make a false allegation against Musa alayhi salam. So this woman makes this allegation because she has been bribed by Karun. And obviously it is something which is against the honor of Musa alayhi salam. But Musa alayhi salam calls her out and he confronts her and she breaks down and she says, this is what happened. And that's why I said it, and you are innocent, but because Qarun bribed me, this is what happened. So Musa alayhi salam lifts his hands to the sky and he says, Ya Allah, give me control over this man. He says, give the punishment of Qarun into my hands and give me control over the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that is yours. So Musa alayhi salam orders the earth and says, swallow Qarun. So Qarun now sinks into the earth up to his ankles. Now Qarun realizes that this is serious and that he is going to die a horrible death. So he begs Musa alayhi salam. He says, please forgive me, please forgive me. I am very sorry I did this. Musa alayhi salam says, swallow the man. And Qarun sinks up to his knees. He keeps on begging and pleading. Musa alayhi salam says, swallow the man. And Qarun sinks up to his waist and then up to his shoulders. And finally, Qarun sinks into the earth. He's gone. When that is over, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Musa alayhi salam, Ya Musa, he begged you for forgiveness, but you did not forgive him. He begged you so many times for forgiveness, but you did not forgive him. He says, if instead of begging you for forgiveness, if he had asked me once to forgive him, I would have forgiven him and I would have not permitted the earth to swallow him. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can go on endlessly about the mercy of my Rabb. I don't think it is necessary. I think this is enough. Please understand this. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is boundless. There is no one who can even understand the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, His mercy is boundless, His grace is boundless, His generosity is boundless. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the freedom to seek His forgiveness until the day we die. So never despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tell whoever it is that you are speaking to never to despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever you may have done, seek forgiveness and Allah will forgive you. No one can come between a slave seeking forgiveness and his Rabb from whom he is seeking forgiveness. So make tawbah, make istighfar. No matter how old you are, no matter how close to death you might be, make tawbah, make istighfar, seek to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you, and inshallah ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you, convert all your sins into good deeds, and enter you into Jannat al-Firdaus. I make this dua for yourself and myself. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ